You played essentially a game, a scavenger hunt, to increase engagement with the public. How did that scavenger hunt work?
Well, we considered it sort of an educational game. So what we did is it spanned a one-week time period, and we started off on the U.S. Navy page with the largest fan base. We gave them a hint at a special designated time. So ahead of time, we'd advertise that at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, we would post a clue to the U.S. Navy Facebook page that would lead fans to another Navy Facebook property. Once the fan found that other property, they would get a congratulations, you found the correct page. They'd leave a comment there, and the next morning they'd get a new clue at 9 a.m. leading them to another page. And so after the seven-day period, the winner would be determined by the person who made it to the final page first and commented first on the final page, and then we would verify that they had landed on all of the previous pages and made a comment or left a comment on that page.
Was there a prize?
We really can't offer a prize as much as recognition. So we highlighted the runner-up and the winner, and we asked them both for some detailed information about themselves and introduced them as, you know, highlighted Navy fans. And then the winner of the scavenger hunt was given the option to choose the U.S. Navy's Facebook profile for Memorial Day for that week. So we gave him a choice of, I think it was 4 or 5 photos that he could choose the photo that would be highlighted on the Navy page.
What gave you the idea and how successful was it?
We wanted to kind of give our fans something creative, engaging, get them enthusiastic and energized. So we had this scavenger hunt idea. We also wanted to get across some of the messages behind the maritime strategy. And we wanted to show how that maritime strategy, coordinated with other Navy commands that are out there that are also participating in social media and give awareness to some of those commands that aren't as recognized as the U.S. Navy brand and title and our large page. So I think that overall it was really successful and it did what we wanted it to do. I mean, the fans were very smart. They jumped right on board. It was pretty amazing how fast they figured out the clues and got to the next page. Some of them were a little bit easier than others, so it was interesting to watch their process and their comments once they landed on the winning page for the day. But I think we definitely got some educational messages through. We highlighted some of our commands that might not have gotten spotlighted in the past, and they saw definite increases in their fan base. And it energized our fans. They were all excited by the time it was over, and they're looking for our next game or the next time that we'll run a scavenger hunt.
When will the next time be? Has we decided, or is that kind of in the works?
We are working on that right now. We're actually looking at maybe some other ideas for potential games through social media, maybe even crossing it outside of Facebook and to some of our other social media platforms. We'll definitely run another scavenger hunt, hopefully this fall. We want to look at some ways to incorporate more of our Navy commands that are in social media. I mean, this one was limited to 7 other pages, and we kind of like to look at, you know, highlighting other commands as well. So we're doing it in the works right now, but I'm guessing probably in the next 2 months or so.
How many Facebook fans do you have?
Right now, the U.S. Navy page has just over 337,000 fans.
What lessons did you learn that other federal agencies can use perhaps in their own public engagement efforts?
I think that just kind of having that creative edge to think about, you know, if you're the Facebook fan, what would you like to do and what would get you enthusiastic about participating with that organization? I think that I wouldn't say we were so surprised by how fast the fans figured out the clues, but we were definitely happily surprised with how many of them continued throughout the week playing the game and that they enjoyed it. And at the end, it was a success and they wanted more. So I think that was a great, surprising, happy fact for us that we can continue to do that for them. And it didn't take really hardly any effort or time on our part. We came up with the clues and we posted them every day at the same time. But you can really do a lot of stuff to help educate your fan base. If you're creative about it, there's ways to go about doing that.
How do you decide what you want to educate people about?
Well, we definitely knew we wanted to go with maritime strategy because that's something that's very important to our Navy communication. And it gets at very basic points of, you know, what the Navy does, what we're able to offer. But it takes people to maybe just a little bit more higher level of information than they already have just coming to the U.S. Navy page. So it was a good mix. It has 6 points to it, so it was easy to break down into 6 clues and to bring that out of our week. So that was pretty clear to us. I think that you don't want to get anything too lengthy. I mean, you need to realize that people are looking at these short blurbs of information over social media. And so I think that worked out well for us in the way that it was broken down. It just seemed to be a natural fit.
How do you measure success beyond just the number of Facebook fans you have or the number of Twitter followers?
I'd like to see in the comments, as fans leave comments, the engagement and what they're taking away from it. And fans are very good about giving you feedback as the page administrator and offering what they took away, what they liked about it. And it was good to see them learning. And through just the comments that they would leave, you could see that your fans were learning as they went along throughout this game. And so that in itself is a success for us. And then to bring some higher engagement and understanding of the other Navy Facebook pages that maybe our fans hadn't realized even existed, even to help those page administrators out and to know that the 330,000 fans on the Navy page are looking at your page today and that we're spotlighting you, that really helps those page administrators who are running those social media properties, and it gives them the support to continue to do that and push that effort forward. So I consider that success as well. We didn't see the significant amount of continued engagement or huge amount of growth through this exercise, but I think that we could, if we keep doing this, we could build on it and make it more and more successful.
What other creative plans do you have coming up in the future?
I'd love to tell you I've got a whole line of them right now, but they really come to us sporadically, and then we end up running them pretty much the day that we get come up with them. We like to do a lot of video campaigns. So, for instance, last year for the Navy birthday, we asked our Navy fans to upload a photo of their favorite Navy memory, and it was absolutely remarkable how many photos we got in it was a really short period of time, I think maybe 48 hours, and we had over 150 photos submitted, and we were able to take those photos and turn them around into a short minute-long video, and it was just a really neat moving piece that shows, you know, from our own Navy fans' perspective, their memories of the Navy. So that was kind of a cool thing that we've done in the past. We've tried doing Valentine's Day initiatives. So like I said, we're looking towards what we can put up next for our next game, something different than the scavenger hunt, but with the same kind of a concept. So we'll see. It's coming. We just don't have it on the drawing board right now.
What else should we know about the Navy's strategy on social media and public engagement in general?
I would just say that if anyone's interested in seeing what the Navy is doing in social media, we list all of our commands on navy.mil/social media. So there's now over 500 commands in the Navy that are on social media, and Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it. So it's definitely a pretty significant presence, and we really appreciate being able to use it. It's been a really great way to talk to families, veterans, Navy advocates, and engage with those people.